And we are back. Brian Gerard here along with Gregory Hoyt.
What up?
And of course, the Robert Scheid.
Is he coming?
He's here. He's here this week.
There he is.
We are the Scheid Show.
Yeah, we are.
What is wrong with you people?
I'm thirsty.
Hello, Robert.
Hi.
Welcome back.
I'm thirsty. I need hydration.
Miss Arti Sequeira. She is a, probably by the time this airs,
America's
maybe,
Next Food Network star.
Whoa. Good friend of ours.
Did she
amazing
win?
Chef. She's about to.
She is?
I think so.
I don't have cable.
She's
I love you, Arti.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing.
Or somewhere around there. I don't know.
I love your husband, too.
I will say this. She's very angry at Greg Hoyt.
What? Oh, that's right, because of the Chicago stuff. She posted something on my
Facebook. She has posted a fight. She has issued a... She was very, very offended by Greg's Chicago tyrant.
I think I said Chicago is a mistake, and that was especially
You said a lot of things about Chicago. Let me tell you something.
I don't remember them.
You did. Oh, no. It was a whole episode. But we have several...
Chicago fans.
Chicagoans.
Who are fans.
Who are fans of the show.
Would you like me to apologize?
I would.
I'm not going to.
I knew that was coming. So that was just really an opportunity for Greg to prove yet again how much he hates Chicago.
Ultimately, that just became a setup.
Then why in the world did you bring that up, Brian?
Well, because I wanted to let Arti know that I have nothing to do with it.
Oh. We're speaking directly to Arti right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The thing about Chicago is I don't get it. You know
what? It's a city.
I know it's a city.
You've never been there, though. So
never.
That's it's very
never been there.
You have no grounds.
But my ideas about it are pretty specific.
Yeah, they are.
And usually my ideas about things that I have no idea about end up being completely
wrong.
Right.
These gross blanket statements.
You know what'll be funny is like someday I end up living in Chicago.
I know. And
mayor of Chicago. Today in news we've unearthed Gregory Hoyt's diatribe on why Chicago was a mistake
from
back
the
in 2010. What the fuck is the Scheid Show? Well, Robert Scheid, now convicted felon, child molester.
Hang on, you're the mayor of Chicago, and I'm a convicted felon?
Hey,
child molester.
What's up with the Scheid Show, Papa? Hey, what's that tape over there with the Scheid Show with the little tree in the background? Is that a Scheid Show?
Don't look at it, son. I'm mayor. I said some things on there that I didn't mean.
About what?
Chicago.
But you're the mayor of Chicago.
You love Chicago. You threw out the first pitch for the Chicago Cubs baseball game.
I just didn't know all of the splendor that laid out before me in Chicago, son.
You love deep dish pizza.
I know I do, and I love the wind.
You have a kite collection in the Windy City.
I love the kites. I love the lake. I love how everybody talks only about Chicago. I love how when I go anywhere in the world, I know someone's from Chicago because it's all they talk about. I made mistakes in my day, son.
Don't cry, Papa.
I can't stop. It's Chicago, for crying out loud.
Put on your Bears jersey, Papa. That'll make you feel better. Michael Jordan.
Oh, my subconscious is telling me names of famous Chicagoans.
What does your subconscious say, Daddy?
Winfrey. I can't tell you.
Daddy, you gotta talk. Speak it out.
Barry, the Bone Man, Obama.
Oh, my God. He's using my private nicknames for the ex-president.
Oh, you mean Barry the Bone Man Obama?
Don't say it out loud, son.
Say it and love it. Barry the Bone Man Obama.
Barry the Bone Man Obama.
Jerry the J-Man Springer.
Oh, God. He's sunk to a new low, my subconscious.
Really? Is he thinking about little boys again?
Scotty, the Scotchman, Pippin.
I knew it.
Pippin.
Yeah. Well, when I'm mayor of Chicago,
what would you do as mayor of a
Frank?
Town?
Of a town
or
mayor
a city.
Of Chicago?
Mayor of Chicago.
Wait, are we? What are we doing? Are we being specific or are we just being general?
I think we should be general here. So
if I'm a mayor,
Greg Hoyt gets elected mayor. of a major metropolitan city.
A major metropolitan city, yeah. Not just a...
Well, why not? I mean, let's make it big.
What happens?
Yeah, what happens? What would you do?
First order of business, build a deep underground bomb shelter.
Like a community? For a community.
Chances are, if you're in a family. That's already there. It's already existing. You just get the keys to it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to upgrade it. I'm going to find out where it is, what it looks like, and I'm going to upgrade it. Sure. And I'm going to make it look like the lost hatch.
Like the lost thing. Sure. Okay.
Then I'm going to move my wife down there. I'm going to live above ground. My wife's going to live underground for my first term of
service. You're expecting multiple terms.
I will take over. This is part of the plan.
So it's going to be rigged. You will have multiple.
Second order of business after I've got the underground bunker.
Where your wife is keeping it warm down there for you.
Yeah. She's,
do you see her or are you just?
I see her via video phone.
Does she see you? Or is it one way?
Yes, via hologram. I refuse to have her hologrammed up to me.
Oh.
I see her through a flat video. Yeah.
And she sees you as like a three-dimensional hologram.
Yes.
Do you guys make out via the video?
Yes, of course.
No.
That's the beauty of these technologies that we'll have then in the future.
Okay.
Then I declare martial law.
Yeah.
So I will never leave.
Isn't that only supposed to happen in times of dire emergency?
Which it will be once I declared mayor anywhere. Immediately will be thrown into a state of chaos because my expertise on any of those matters is chaotic at best.
Well, at least you admit that. And that would be your platform, right?
My platform is brutal honesty.
Hmm. May I be your chief of staff?
No.
Thank you.
I think he's going to probably either fire or decapitate every one of his staff members.
In the inauguration.
Yeah.
I'll challenge Brian Gerard to a sword duel.
Duel.
A sword duel, if for those of you who don't know.
Yeah.
Is only something that can happen on the day of an inauguration, a political victory.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that.
And once you've won a political victory,
you can choose anyone to duel against. Or?
You can choose. You have the right for a 12-hour period immediately following your victory, it being declared on local cable news.
Uh-huh.
You have the ability to challenge anyone in your life to a sword duel.
Now, if they're overseas, does that give enough time?
If you're about to win a political race,
yeah,
it's tradition that everyone in your life is flown.
They get contacted within
a mile.
It's kind of like if you're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you're like, oh,
gotta know.
We may call you.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
Everyone in your life?
Everyone. Well, that you make a list.
Oh, a list. A list of people that you would potentially duel. You don't want to give away who it's going to be.
No, it's like RT. She doesn't know.
We don't know.
RT would be on the list of the sword duel.
What about me?
No, you would not be on the list.
Oh.
You would be dead by this point. I would have killed you at the beginning of my race.
What? That's kind of anticlimactic. Wouldn't I be something?
I would have then saved you, Robert, and you would have then came to my team, and you would carry me in via rickshaw to the duel of the sword fight.
But where you're going to duel Greg.
I will then duel Greg, defending
how he
disgraced you.
Okay. I'll play for you.
But again, your legs were cut off, and we then made the lower body a rickshaw.
So my lower body is a basket with
wheels.
And that's how I transport myself. That's how I get around.
Would you rather be totally
a rickshaw
useless?
Or dead?
Wow. So then the sword fight, duel begins. And the sword duel is you take the two swords over the town hall mantelpiece.
These are the duels that the swords that are used all the time.
The duel swords.
Yeah.
And
two swords, as a matter of fact.
It's a double entendre.
Yeah.
You take the duel swords down. Uh-huh. You walk out onto the front lawn. You stand back to back.
Even with swords, that sounds like how you do it with pistols.
You stand back to back. There's a huge crowd, and then they release a dove at the beginning of the duel.
Wow,
once the dove is released, you take 12 steps, turn, and you throw the swords at each other. And whoever hits wins. And if you hit in the elbow.
Oh, even if it's like
you still win, but then you have to finish that. You have to finish what you started. And that's
one person has to die. Now, what if both people are nicked? Like, is
then
there...
they both have to die.
Is there a runner-up? Is that the person who wins? I'm still a little confused as to what happens after
That's
that.
That's why the wife is in the bunker.
Oh, she's protected. So she actually assumes the role.
Yeah. Of mayoress. Wow. It's not actually... A woman mayor is not actually called a mayoress. I mean, a mayor. She's called a mayoress.
What Women are, shouldn't run anything.
Whoa. Hang on there. Let's hold the phone on that one. We have a lot of women who listen to our show, and I think that's offensive.
That is offensive.
What did I say?
You said
women shouldn't run anything.
Shouldn't run anything is what you said.
That's horrible.
No,
that's
a terrible thing to say.
Yeah.
That is so untrue.
Yeah, good.
Kitchen. Babies.
What are you listing? What are you saying? Huh? You're listing things. What are you listing?
Mm.
You
bathroom
said kitchen
cleaning.
And babies. What are you...
It sounds like you're
are you
listing stereotypes of what
clothes.
Women should do.
Drive badly.
Baby. Wait, are you saying these are things that women should be in charge of?
Is it an Asian woman?
Talk on phone. Huh?
What?
What is this?
Talk
I'm
on phone.
I'm not quite sure what you're doing
Nail
here.
Nail polish.
Is this a free association here?
I get it.
Here?
No, I get it. He's saying what women should do. These are the only things that they can be counted on to.
I don't think he hasn't mentioned being mayoress. President?
Presidente?
Clean kitchen.
Well, no, he's stuck
he's
on this.
He's pretty stuck in his ways on this one.
Yeah.
All the women in the audience, I'd like to extend my apologies.
And my phone number.
Wait. So you're going to get my apologies and then your phone number?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because after you apologize about anything, I don't think anybody wants
to reach Robert Scheid. That's 555 Scheid. 555
Scheid. Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for us this week. Stay tuned next week when hopefully we didn't make you fall asleep halfway through.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yay.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too. People who smile at you.